Pickering always referred to his employees as assets, a manner of speech many found disconcertingly cold. "Your father is gaining political momentum," Pickering said. "A lot of it. The White House has got to be getting nervous." He sighed. "Politics is a desperate business. When the president calls a secret meeting with his challenger's daughter, I guess there's more on his mind than intelligence gists." Rachel felt a distant chill. Pickering's hunches had an uncanny tendency to be dead on. "And you're afraid the White House feels desperate enough to introduce me into the political mix?" Pickering paused a moment. "You are not exactly silent about your feelings for your father, and I have little doubt the president's campaign staff is aware of the rift. It occurs to me that they may want to use you against him somehow." "Where do I sign up?" Rachel said, only half joking. Pickering looked unimpressed. He gave her a stern stare. "A word of warning, Agent Sexton. If you feel that your personal issues with your father are going to cloud your judgment in dealing with the president, I strongly advise you to decline the president's request for a meeting."
"Decline?"
Rachel gave a nervous chuckle. "I obviously can't refuse the president."
"No," the director said, "but I can."
His words rumbled a bit, reminding Rachel of the other reason Pickering was called the Quaker. Despite being a small man, William Pickering could cause political earthquakes if he were crossed.
"My concerns here are simple," Pickering said. "I have a responsibility to protect the people who work for me. And I don't appreciate even the vague implication that one of them might be used as a pawn in a political game."
"What do you recommend I do?" Pickering sighed.
"My suggestion is that you meet with him. Commit to nothing. Once the president tells you what the hell is on his mind, call me. If I think he's playing political hardball with you, trust me, I'll pull you out so fast the man won't know what hit him."
"Thank you, sir." Rachel sensed a protective aura from the director that she often longed for in her own father. "And you said the president already sent a car?"
"Not exactly." Pickering frowned and pointed out the window. Uncertain, Rachel went over and gazed out in the direction of Pickering's outstretched finger. A snub-nosed MH-60G Pavehawk helicopter sat idling on the lawn. One of the fastest choppers ever made, this Pavehawk was emblazoned with the White House insignia. The pilot stood nearby, checking his watch. Rachel turned to Pickering in disbelief.
"The White House sent a Pavehawk to take me 15 miles into D.C.?
"Apparently the president hopes you are either impressed or intimidated." Pickering eyed her. "I suggest you are neither." Rachel nodded. She was both.
4 minutes later, Rachel Sexton exited the NRO and climbed into the waiting helicopter. Before she had even buckled herself in, the craft was airborne, banking hard across the Virginia woods. Rachel gazed out at the blur of trees beneath her and felt her pulse rising. It would have risen faster had she known this chopper would never reach the White House.